The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of The Hawk Chronicles.
I take it you are former KGB.
Just drive.
And what happens if the police make a traffic stop for improper turns?
Then we will test your MI6 driving skills.
Wi-Fi knows that with Lister on the loose, there is always a chance that he can muster enough loyal troops to regain control of the Rage. It's in his best interest to track down Lister and end it.
Does this ship look difficult to fly?
It will serve us best if she lands at our destination.
You mean if we all want to live, I should land it?
We're moving Kate to our Mayo Clinic. She should be departing within the next hour.
That's great news. I didn't expect the move to take place so soon.
As you well know, Kate is quite the fighter.
Agent Sorin, this is Director Cage, MI6. Have you seen Agent Sorin?
I left here about 10 minutes ago. He was given a car by Detective Lowe.
You're assuming he's been kidnapped?
I'd bet on it.
Captain, they're gone. The Bat, Major Witt, they're not here.
And now, episode 124, Lost in Space.
What do you mean, they're gone?
The Bat, Major Witt.
That's not possible.
They're not showing up on our scanners.
Run a full spherical scan. Maximum range.
Running full scan, Captain. There's nothing on the screen.
Any sign of debris?
Negative. There's a stray asteroid or two, that's it.
Well, they didn't just vanish. They weren't destroyed. Only one explanation remains.
A vortex spur?
It has to be. No other explanation makes sense. This portal spun off a spur vortex, sending them to another system.
That means they could be a day away or light years.
Set course for Titan 4 and stand by. We can't risk sending a message to the Bat. Wi-Fi may be in range. The last thing we need is to alert him of our presence.
Aye, Captain. Course is set, awaiting your orders to proceed.
Be on alert, in case Witt pings us. If he does, return a time-stamped ping so we'll know how far we are from him. I'm sure Major Witt is navigating to the nearest IDF planet. The Bat isn't equipped for extended deep space travel. They'll need to replenish their stores.
Well, wherever they are, they have about one standard day to rendezvous with us at Titan 4. What are we going to do once we get there?
First and foremost, make sure Wi-Fi isn't in the area. We can scan for his ship in orbit, since it doesn't have surface capabilities.
And if he is in orbit?
We'll locate his shuttle. Once we get to Titan 4's main port, I'll ask around. I still have a lot of contacts there from my days with Rogers.
Don't tell me. There's a cozy little bar there, where all the freighter captains go.
Yeah, docks. You know of it?
No, I just know Rogers. He knows every dive joint in the galaxy. So I was sure that Titan 4 had one.
If there's any scuttlebutt to be heard, that'll be the place.
Well, if you don't mind, I'll stick with the ship. I'm sure customs will want to board us.
Good call. You can tell them I'm out negotiating a load. We can stay docked there for one standard day before we have to move or take on a load.
I sure would feel a lot better with that marine attachment.
That makes two of us, Tika.
How far are these warehouses?
With today's traffic, we should be there in 15 to 20 minutes.
Do I finally get a gun?
A gun? Now, why would I want to give a trained assassin a gun?
So he could protect himself.
Then who is going to protect me from you?
Well, think about it. You're my alibi. My whole cover story, so I can retire with dignity.
I'd rather be safe than sorry, Sam.
It's Pierman from the Eastern U.S. District. Hello?
Detective Lowe, Frank told me you, Soren, and Sam are responding to a possible kidnapping.
Yes, we've been able to track Agent Simon's signal to a warehouse district.
If you need any resources, just notify us. But that's not the reason for my call.
What do you need, sir?
We need Sam's input on a possible lead we have on our Rage case.
Me? You see, Soren, someone needs me.
I'm sending a photo to you now.
It's on our onboard screen now.
We've identified the suspect from a print left on our suspect's van. He has been identified as Hungan from a previous raid on Boldabar. Sam, by any chance, do you know his name?
Hungans have no name. Sam is a name I chose from my operation in St. Louis. We are numbered. I am 7734.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
What?
Never mind. Continue.
He is 7735.
So close. Are you related?
We are birthed from the same female.
He's your brother?
We don't think in terms of brothers or sisters. Female young are set aside for breeding, and males are set aside for combat training.
There has to be some sort of bond between you.
It's frowned upon on Hanga. So, he left Prince. What an idiot. It sounds just like him.
Now, that sounds like a brother talking.
Can you give us any insight on him? Your assistance will not go unrewarded.
There is no greater reward than to die in battle.
How about a gallon of your favorite ice cream covered in rock salt?
Salted ice cream? Now you're playing dirty. 7735 is not the brightest of our species. He always had trouble staying on task. That's why you found those prints. He has a weakness, even stronger than salted milk or ice cream.
And what would that be?
Your people call it metal music. I call it unbearable noise. He loves it, though.
Heavy metal. Yes, perfect. There is a metal band playing at the power plant tonight.
Well, that is pretty convenient.
And I don't know if it's convenient or not, but the power plant is located across the street from the Baltimore Police Department.
That wouldn't mean anything to him. He'd still go, if it was in the Baltimore Police Department. Like I said, he's not the brightest Hongan left alive.
Thank you, Sam. We'll have the ice cream waiting for you.
And don't forget the salt.
Good luck finding Agent Simon, Mary.
Thank you, Mr. Pierman.
This assignment is just getting better all the time.
A helicopter? Now I know who rates around here.
Jim, what are you doing here?
I'm on my way to the Mayo. I heard Kate's being transferred to Rochester.
So it seems. But didn't you get the memo?
Memo?
They're only allowing immediate family to visit.
Well, Jim, I didn't expect you to show up, too.
Hey, is the Roosevelt warmed up and ready to go?
Final systems check is almost complete, but only Horace will be making the trip.
I tried to tell you, James.
The clinic was very adamant that only immediate family can visit.
I'm pretty much family.
I don't think that will matter to them.
Hey, Bierman, can't you pull some strings?
I don't think there's anything I can do. This isn't an IDF matter.
Looks like the old girl is ready.
The old girl?
The Roosevelt. It's finished its warm-up cycle.
Oh, I was gonna say, calling Kate the old girl would have put you in the Mayo.
All right, Horace, load up.
Well, tell Kate I tried to come along.
I'll be sure to pass that along. Well, let's get this show on the road.
Stand by for portal transfer in 3, 2, 1. Destination arrival. Scanning the area. We're clear. Enjoy your stay. Contact me when you're ready to return. You are now clear for egress.
Clear for egress. Thank you.
Mr. Hawk, how are you?
Good to see you. I'm glad you were here to greet me. What room is Katie in?
I'm on my way there now.
How are her spirits?
She's good. The move is another step towards resuming her normal life.
I imagine she's chomping at the bit to get back to work.
Let me put it to you this way. She's already asked Pierman to send her all the files he has on the Von Langer case.
Yeah, that sounds just like her.
Hey, look what I found roaming the halls.
Daddy, is it just you?
Yep. The hospital won't allow any visitors except immediate family. Jim showed up to catch a ride on the STIP, but Pierman gave him the bad news.
Well, he's like family.
I'm sure as you progress, he'll be allowed to visit. Kelly wanted to be here too, but I convinced her to stay. There's just no time to get a sitter for the kids.
Can I get you anything before I go?
How about a nice Chardonnay?
Ha! I wish I'd join you. Well, I'll leave you all to catch up. Just hit the call button if you need me.
Thanks, Ruth. What's the latest on the Stefan case?
From what I understand, they lifted a print and it matched a Hongan.
How in the world did they do that?
Back on Boldabar when Wi-Fi returned for the Mercury and we got locked in the cafeteria.
And Jim used his bionics for the first time and turned on the TV.
And then the radio.
It wasn't funny at the time, but I get a good laugh thinking about it now.
He eventually got the cage door open anyway. When we found weapons missing from the armory, we learned that there were at least 10 Hongans embedded into the IDF.
Yeah, I remember. That lady at housing had their records on hand and found things didn't match.
Yes, that was Miss Lin. The personnel office had their prints on file. Pearman told me that he's contacted Soaring to see if the Hongan with him might know who he is.
How will that help?
As you know, Hongans are dedicated mercenaries. How they die is more important to them than how they live. Each one of these guys develops their own style of fighting or modus operandi.
So, if he knew anything about him, it could help predict his moves? But isn't Honga a pretty big planet?
Yes, but these 10 were hand-selected for a deep undercover mission that lasted over a year. There's a good chance our Hongan would know him or know of him.
The more you talk about this, the more I want to get out there and get back on the case.
Let's concentrate on getting you back, period. There'll be plenty of time for casework. If there ever was a commodity that was never in short supply, it would be caseloads.
I know, but I want this one.
I do too. It's Von Longer's grandson. It would be nice to wrap that case up before the IDF sends in someone else to take credit.
Daddy, we are the IDF.
You know what I mean. I know you're looking for closure on that case.
And I'm looking for one Kate Hawk. You're wanted in PT.
Well, that's my cue to go. Have fun, kiddo.
Are you sure you don't want to join me? I'm sure Ruth here can come up with some good exercises for you.
No, thanks. I'll pass. I'll grab some lunch in the cafeteria. I'll catch up with you later.
All right. But you don't know what you're missing.
Oh, yes, I do.
Master, I am at bidding.
Leave us for a moment. Perhaps it would be a good time for you to eat.
Hey, big guy. If you look around the cargo bay, you might find some Boldabar dock rats.
They're actually quite delicious with a little bit of white sauce and vinegar. By your leave, my master.
Enjoy.
I'm glad to see that you two are getting along.
Getting along? I think we're fine until he gets too hungry.
Don't worry. He is under orders to spare you. Tell me, do you think he can fly this vessel?
Fly it? Maybe. Land it in one piece? Not a chance in crawl. Do you not trust me?
Oh, I have no doubt that you will get us to our destination safely. But there is a possibility that we may need further use of this ship.
Newsflash, that's pretty much a given.
I must warn you, if you or Captain Tam try anything, I would lift the restriction I put on my pilot.
In spite of what you might think, we're not stupid. Captain Tam's whole life is in this ship. She won't risk losing it because of some heroic act.
And what about you? What do you have to lose in all this?
I consider this my ship, too. I'd like to keep flying it, and I'm not really in any hurry to die.
I like your attitude, Gabrielle. Perhaps you might be interested in moving up in your world.
What do you mean?
Good pilots, especially ones adapted to our atmospheric flying, are hard to come by.
I'm sure you have plenty of good pilots. I'm happy right here. Besides, I don't want to be on the IDF's bad list.
The IDF had a chance to distribute the wealth for all after the Great Galactic War. But they chose to establish a federation of self-governing planets. It was a great waste.
I'm familiar with the history. I think everything worked out well.
For a select few, I intend to right that wrong.
Yeah, well, that's real noble of you. But what about your X number 2, Wi-Fi?
I will soon rectify that problem. And when I do, glory will be ours once again. Think about it. You can be part of this great revolution. Don't say anything. I shall speak more of this later. Think on it.
Like crawl I will.
Sit down. Put both hands behind your back. Don't make a move. I have a very sensitive trigger finger.
I assure you, you don't have to put a gun to my head. We can be civilized.
Forgive me, Tony Simon, but I do not trust MI6. Now, the other hand.
Well, this is interesting. You have cuffed my right hand to a chain attached to the wall, and my left hand to a chair. May I ask why?
Because Dmitry Karlov is not an animal. This will allow you to move enough to get to that bucket, should you need it.
How thoughtful.
And don't get any ideas about loosening the chain's anchor. I assure you, it is fastened very well.
Why not just chain one hand? Why chain my other hand to a chair?
The chair is quite heavy. It is an added precaution.
Just what do you want with me, Dmitry? You have the jump drive. Your relay has been destroyed and your partner has most likely left the country.
Partner? I have no partners, Tony Simon. Just tools I need to get the job done. He is of no importance to me anymore. You, on the other hand, represent a valuable bargaining chip.
A bargaining chip? For what?
The information on the jump drive is far too valuable to risk transferring on the internet.
I agree. You know how clever those Russian hackers are.
Russians, Chinese, Koreans, Americans, there are many clever hackers. That is why I'm delivering this in person.
To whom? You certainly don't work for the Russian intelligence anymore.
I'm taking a page out of the capitalist handbook.
I see. So you're offering it to the highest bidder. How do I fit in on your elaborate scheme?
You, my friend, are my bargaining chip. We will be traveling to Namibia. There I will meet with members of the Workers' Revolutionary Party.
I thought the WRP lost all their powers there.
There's still a small faction. In exchange for an MI6 agent, I will receive passage to London.
London? Well, I must say, that sounds like a perfect plan. As soon as you step off the plane at Heathrow, you'll be under arrest.
Plane? Did I say I was taking a plane?
Well, surely you're not taking a boat all the way to London.
Did I say anything about a boat? Perhaps I will use several means to get there. Don't worry about things like that, Tony Simon. You will be guest of the WRP when I become a rich man.
If I were a rich man. Diddle-deedle, 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 idle-dum.
What are you babbling about?
Your dreams of becoming rich. Like the Russian milkman, Tevye.
You're a babbling fool, Tony Simon. I am not dreaming. I have no more time for this idle chatter. When I return, I will begin preparations for our departure. Don't even think about escape. There are two locked doors, and I have sensors that will notify me if you try to leave.
That's very thorough of you. And utterly naive. All right, Wilson. Let's see how good your lockpicks are. Let's see. The two middle studs produce the knife, and the next one over, pick set one. Come on. Come on. Come on. Almost there. Well done, Wilson. Well done.
We'll pull in here. This is the nearest set of warehouses from where we lost Agent Simon's signal.
This looks pretty good. A little bit isolated, not a lot of traffic, and several stories. Yeah, I'd use this place.
Agent Simon's GPS just came on.
Where is his location?
I would say here. And that man coming out of the door is Dmitry.
He's right. This is the location the GPS is showing.
Why do you think he turned it on?
Because that is Dmitry. And Tony reactivated it so we'd find him.
And you're sure that is Dmitry because...
That's one of our cars he's getting into. All units in the vicinity of Main Street. Bombing suspect is departing one Main Street headed east. We need to set up a rolling surveillance. Do not engage. Suspect is driving a department sedan. Dispatch, send a unit to 1 Main Street to join Agent Soren in the search for Agent Simon. I will be following our suspect.
Copy. We have a unit just a block away.
Soren, wait for backup, then search the warehouse.
Will do.
Sam, get up in front with me.
Sweet. I get to ride shotgun. Does this mean I actually get a shotgun?
Get in, Sam.
Quick. You two search the warehouse floor. I'll check the top floor. We'll use channel 2 for comm. Okay, let's move out. Dead bolt on the outside. This has to be it. Another dead bolt.
Soren.
Whoa, Simon. Easy. Easy.
You came very close to meeting the business end of a chair leg.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. But we need to hurry. Dimitri is getting away.
Guys, I have Agent Simon. Meet us at the car. Don't worry. We saw him leaving. Detective Lowe is following him along with half of the Johannesburg Police Department. He may lead them to the jump drive.
No need to follow him. He has the jump drive on him. He's on his way to set up transport to Namibia. From there, he's on his way to London.
Why is he leaving you here?
He's not. I'm a special gift for the Workers' Revolutionary Army.
This is Søren to Detective Lowe.
Go ahead.
I have Agent Simon. He's okay. I repeat, I have Agent Simon. He says that Dimitri has the jump drive on him. I repeat again, Dimitri has the jump drive on him. You can go ahead and take him down.
You and Tony get back to headquarters. I'm sure his supervisor will want to hear from him.
Will do. Certain out.
Well, that worked out rather nicely.
Tika, is the portal comm relay still operational here?
Yes. I'm picking up the Baldabar waypoint beacon.
What's the comm delay to the BSS?
Just a couple of seconds. Do you want me to set up a call?
Yes. Our scrambled TACCOM, just in case Wi-Fi's around.
Baldabar Space Station, this is the Mercury. Over.
Mercury, this is Commander Sims. Contact us on frequency Delta 2 for open channel.
Mercury going to Delta 2. BSS, this is Mercury on Delta 2.
Roger that. Got you here loud and clear. Video link up. Nate, what's up? Have you cleared the portal?
We have, but unfortunately there's no sign of the bat. Major Witt went ahead of us to clear the area. When we passed through the portal, he was nowhere to be found.
We suspect that the portal may have spun off our spur.
Robo 4, do you have any reading that may support this?
I have been monitoring the Mercury's progress, and I am analyzing the data.
Captain Nate, what attempts have you made to contact them?
We use the emergency frequency, plus transponder pings.
My analysis is complete. There was a significant electrical surge just prior to your portal transfer. It is highly likely that the bat was caught up in a major disturbance in the portal. Your hypothesis is the most likely scenario to explain the bat's disappearance.
We will notify the controller of your situation.
If Major Sims follows protocol, he will initiate his emergency locator beacon. I will scan the IDS Galactic sectors for his signal.
What are your plans in the meantime?
We're going to proceed to Titan IV using the standard cargo routes. Once we get there, we'll sit tight. I can canvass the local hangouts and see if there's any scuttlebutt concerning Wi-Fi or X-Rage members gathering together.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Robo 4 will notify you if there is any contact with WIT. We'll have a small contingent of fighters in the Western Hemisphere of Titan III that can assist you if needed.
Let's hope we don't need them. Mercury clear.
So, shall we proceed?
I say this with a great deal of reluctance, but all ahead standard for Titan IV.
Aye, aye, sir. All ahead standard.
Is there a problem, Tika?
I don't understand. I'm not getting any response from my controls. It's like they've been overridden.
Wi-Fi?
What will be the fate of the Mercury and the Bat? Will Dimitri be apprehended and will Stefan be caught? Find out in the final episode of Season 5, Calamity.